Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sub-pressure sampler rack drive chain in Ableton Live 12 that gives your bass line that warm tape-style grit, while keeping the reel sub clean, tight, and fully in control. And this is a very classic DNB move, especially for old-school jungle, rollers, and darker drum and bass. You want the bass to feel worn in, sampled, a little abused maybe, but not messy. The low end stays solid. The upper harmonics get just enough attitude to cut through chopped breaks and busy drum edits. So the big idea is simple. Don't distort the true sub too much. Split the bass into layers. Keep the lowest layer clean and mono. Put the drive, crunch, and character on a separate layer. That way you get the warmth and pressure without turning your mix into mud. Let's start from the beginning. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. You can use Wavetable too, but for this beginner workflow, operator is the quickest path to a clean sub. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Drop it down low, usually -2 or -3 octaves depending on your MIDI notes. At this point, keep everything simple. You're listening for a pure, stable low end. Now play a basic DNB root note pattern. A two-bar loop is perfect. Try root and fifth, or root and minor third if you want something darker. The reason we start here is because the sub is the anchor. If the foundation is clean, everything you add after that is going to behave better. Next, turn that instrument into an instrument rack. On Mac, that's Command G. On Windows, Control G. This is where the workflow gets powerful, because now we can build separate chains and control them with macros later. Inside the rack, create two chains. One chain is your sub chain, the other is your grit chain. On the sub chain, keep it boring in the best possible way. Add EQ8 if you need a little cleanup. If there's any unwanted top end, you can gently low pass it or high cut it. If the low end feels boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 200 to 300 Hz. And very important here, keep the sub mono. Use utility if you need to set the width to 0%. This is one of those moments where less is more. In DNB, a stable low end is everything. The sub should be the solid floor under the track. Now let's build the grit chain. Where the fun starts, duplicate the bass source onto the second chain, or route the same MIDI to that chain depending on how you're working. Then shape that layer like a sampled bass texture. A good starting chain is EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus or roar if you want a bit more modern punch, and then a compressor or glue compressor to keep it even. On EQ8, high pass the grit layer somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. That keeps it from fighting with the sub. Then on saturator, add a few decibels of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. Use soft clip if you want a smoother, warmer edge. If you use drum bus, keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5 to 15%, and only a touch of crunch if needed. Then use compression to smooth the layer out by a couple of dB. The goal is not obvious distortion. You're aiming for that pushed sampler feeling. Slightly worn, slightly compressed, warm and gritty, but not blown out. Now let's shape that grit so it feels old school instead of harsh. A live beginner distortion sounds bad, because it's too fizzy up top and too messy in the low mids. So after saturation, you may want to gently roll off some high end above 6 to 10 kHz if it starts sounding brittle. You can also use drum bus for a more tape-like crushed texture. And if you're using roar, keep it controlled. We're not trying to destroy the sound, we're trying to give it character. A really nice beginner sweet spot is this. Saturator drive around 3 to 5 dB, grit layer high passed around 100 Hz, and a gentle high cut around 8 kHz if the top gets too bright. Why does this work so well in drum and bass? Because the drums already take up a lot of space and transient energy. The grit layer helps the bass cut through small speakers and dense break programming, without stealing power from the sub. Now let's make the rack useful by adding macro controls. Map your key controls to macros. A good setup is sub-level, grit level, drive, and tone. Map the sub-chain volume to sub-level. Map the grit chain volume to grit level. Map saturator drive to drive. And map the EQ cutoff or high cut on the grit layer to tone. This gives you a super fast workflow. Instead of opening multiple devices every time you want to adjust the bass, you just ride a few macros. A good practice is to keep the sub fairly steady and use the grit level more creatively. Bring the grit up until the bass reads well on smaller speakers, but don't let it overtake the sub. And with drive, think small moves. A little goes a long way here. Now we can add movement, but carefully. On the grit layer only, you can use auto filter with a gentle cutoff move or a little LFO movement if you're using Wavetable. You can also automate utility or chain volume for subtle level changes. But keep the sub locked. The low end should stay centered and stable. A safe beginner range for filter movement is somewhere between 500 Hz and 2. HC on the grit layer, with low resonance. The purpose is not to make the bass wobble around. The purpose is to give it life. And this is where D10B gets exciting. Use automation to make the bass talk to the arrangement. For example, open the grit a little in the last bar before a drop, then close it back down when the full break hits. That tension and release is a huge part of jungle and old school energy. Now let's place it in context. Test this bass against a chopped amen loop or a breakbeat loop, maybe with a kick layered underneath and a little atmosphere in the background. Don't judge the bass in solo only. In this style, the bass has to work with the drums. A simple arrangement idea could be intro with filtered bass or no bass, then a few bars, before the drop bring in the sub quietly, then hit the drop with full sub and grit. You can even mute the grit for one bar during the drop to create a little switch up, then bring it back in for impact. That kind of push-pull keeps the track moving, without needing a brand new sound every few bars. Now let's do a mono and balance check. Put utility on the bass group or master and some things to mono for a moment. Ask yourself, does the sub disappear? Is the kick fighting the bass? Is the grit creating mud around 150 to 400 Hz? If the answer is yes, don't panic. Usually the fix is simple. Reduce the grit level a bit. High pass the grit layer slightly higher. Cut a little around 250 to 350 Hz if it sounds cloudy, or reduce the drive if the top end gets spitty. This check is especially important in fast music like D&B. If the low end smears, the whole groove feels slower and less powerful. Now for one of the most important beginner skills, automation. Automate the drive macro in the build-up where the last two bars before a switch-up. Automate tone so the bass gets a little darker in the verse sections and opens up in the drop. Automate grit level for call and response phrases. And if you want extra tension, move the grit filter cutoff a little. Think in phrases. Bars 1 to 4, maybe just sub. Bars 5 to 8. Add grit on the last couple of notes. In the drop, full bass. Then maybe bar 9. Pull the grid out for one bar, and bar 10, slam it back in. That kind of movement feels very D&B, very alive, and it keeps the track evolving. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't distort the sub too hard. Keep the lowest layer clean and put the drive on the mid layer. Don't let the grid layer carry too much low end. High pass it. Don't make the bass too bright and fizzy. Ease off the drive or roll off the top. Don't widen the sub. Keep it mono. And don't overcomplicate the rack too early. Start with sub, grit, EQ and maybe compression. Add movement later. If you want a darker, heavier variation, here are a few great next steps. You can duplicate the grit chain and make a second version, one darker and one brighter, then blend them underneath. You can put a compressor before saturation on the grit layer so the attack hits the drive harder. You can split the grit into low mid and upper mid bands and distort them differently. You can resample the bass once it sounds good, then chop and reverse it like an audio sample, which is very jungle friendly. And you can even use tiny pitch wobble or subtle tape style movement on the grit layer for a more unstable vintage feel. Here's the key lesson to remember. Think in translation layers. Your clean low end is for weight. Your driven layer is for presence on phones, laptops, and layered breakbeats. If the bass only sounds exciting in solo, it probably needs more mid detail and less low end buildup. Also, always compare at matched volume. Dirtier often just sounds better because it's louder. So bypass and level match before deciding whether the processing is really helping. For a quick practice exercise, build one rack and one 8-bar loop. Start with a clean sine sub and operator. Make the rack with two chains, sub and grit. Add saturator and EQA to the grit chain. High pass the grit around 100 Hz. Drive it with about 3-5 dB of saturation. Write a simple 2-bar bass line. Loop it against an amen or breakbeat. Automate the grit level so it comes up more in the last two bars. Check it in mono. Then bounce it and compare the clean version with the driven version. If you do this right, you should hear a bass that stays stable in the low end, but has that warm, sampler style edge on top. That's the vibe. Clean pressure underneath, gritty attitude above, and that's the core workflow. Build the sub clean, put the character on a separate layer. Use saturation, EQ, and compression to keep it controlled. Then automate tone and grit so the bass feels alive in the arrangement. This is one of those techniques that can instantly make your D&B feel more authentic, more physical, and more old school. Alright, next up, try it in a full breakbeat context and see how the bass locks in with the drums. That's where the real magic happens.